Yeshaya Perik Yud Pasuk Yud Beis Ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Shendel Ben Avram Nata. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns against Ashur, the instrument of his rage previously, and says Ashur's incredibly arrogant attitude merits punishment for itself. It was only acting as the tool of my wrath, but the fact that they took too much glee in it and got a little too enthusiastic means now my attention is going to be dedicated to them. B'hoya ki yivatza Hashem es kol ma'asehu. And so after Hashem executes all of his plans, ma'asehu, his doings, against the Jewish people, the nekama against Yisrael, Rashi calls it, and it would say Arei Yehuda. And so Behar Tzion of Yerushalayim, Hashem's plans upon Har Tzion and Yerushalayim, when Sancheriv is going to lay siege upon it, Efkod al pri godel levav melech Ashur, then he will exact punishment. It says Efkod is actually first person, so I will exact punishment for the bloated pride, pri godel, the fruits of self-aggrandizement. Asher hifra v'hir begodol levav melech Ashur, Rashi says, that he made pru revu on his ego in the heart of the king of Ashur, Val Teferes Rumeinov, and for his haughty arrogance. And Teferes, that he made beautiful, he beautified, he decorated his arrogance with all kinds of additional adjectives for how wonderful he was. Yud Gimel Ki Omar B'choach Yodi Yosisi U'v'choach Masi Ki Nevunosi. And here we are. The ultimate human mistake that people always make. As he says, it was with my own strength that I accomplished all of this. And with my wisdom. Because I am clever. Because I am perceptive. Nevunosi. Binyan Nifal, says Rabbi Hirsch, meaning to be endowed with insight, full of wisdom. Sancheriv continues to brag, my strength, wisdom, and acute insight into the inner affairs of the neighboring nations will allow me to alter the geography of the region and dictate the history of future events. The Asir Gevulos Amim, he continues, I erased, or I will erase, national borders. Va'asu dosehem shosesi. And, literally, I looted their treasures. But, another way of looking at it, asudo sehem, like asid, the future. So I'm going to dictate the history of future events, as they develop, like the chosh asido slomo in Hazinu. And the word shosesi is an interesting word, phonetically related, Rabbi Julius Hirsch says, to shisa, pillage. So I'm going to deprive the people of resources of the future so that they can't get anything done and they can never recover. I take their future away from them. V'orid kabir yoshvim. And I crushed countless inhabitants. I dislodged the powerful from their throne, is how Rabbi Hirsch translates it. Ka'abir, like a hero. I am so heroic. I am the best that ever was. O Lord, it's hard to be humble. Yadal v'timtah chakein yodi l'chel ho'amim. He continues, I snatched national armies as if from a bird's nest. Shiluach chakein. I grabbed from the nest like eggs. V'ches of beitzim azuvos. So there's the eggs. And I rounded up a whole land. Kol ha'aretz ani asafti. I gathered up a whole land like abandoned eggs. Beitzim azuvos, left behind eggs when the mother bird was scared of me. Interesting choice, by the way, of euphemism, because he is picking one of the great examples in Yiddishkeit of what leads to arichas yamin, and he doesn't know that his days are numbered, so it's an ironic reference as well. I don't see this in the Mefarshim, but the idea that he would use Shiluach HaKein Ashur as a metaphor for himself shows how little he truly understands world events. V'lo haya no deid kanof, and there was no one to flap a wing against me. Ufotzefe umitzaftseif, to open a mouth or make a peep. Nobody tweeted about me. I got them all banned from Twitter. Nobody had a blue check. Couldn't say a word. Facing my incredible power, says Ashur. So he doesn't understand that he's a tool in God's hand. Tesvav, hayispoyer hagarzen. Should the axe brag? Should the axe boast al hachotzebo to the person who's actually doing the chopping with it? The axe is a tool. You're a tool in the hands of God, and you're bragging to God that you did everything yourself? Ebiskadel hamasor al menifo. Shall the saw brag to the ones who is sawing with it? Kohanif shevet esmerimov. As if the rod wields the person who picks up the rod. The stick doesn't do the beating. It's the human kinetic movement, use of the stick, that beats somebody. A stick is an inanimate object. An axe is an inanimate object. The saw is an inanimate object. It's the agent who makes things happen. Kahare mamate lo eitz. No. The one who raises up the stick. Really, there's a comma there. Kahare mate. The one who raises the stick. Lo eitz. It's only a dumb piece of wood. It's a domain. As the Ramban categorizes the four different aspects of matter. It's not even a tzomeach. It's a complete inanimate object. It's even less than a domain. So Assyria was uplifted by God over the other nations. They're his saw, they're an axe, but all of their conquests was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wielding them. But they are only sticks, but when they are thrown away, they are just eights, discarded pieces of driftwood.